Hello, my name is Chantal Neufeld, and this is a guided meditation for easing anxiety, recorded on March 16th, 2020. It's best listened to as you go to sleep. So now, I'd like to invite you to just close your eyes and settle into the space that you're in. Just breathing in relaxation, breathing out tension. That's right. Just breathing in relaxation and just breathing out all your stress. Very good. Becoming aware of the temperature of the air on your skin. Noticing the feel of the clothes on your body. And noticing the sound of your breath as it moves in out of your lungs, just breathing in deeply from your belly and breathing out completely. That's right. Noticing the sounds of the music, becoming aware of the sound of the heating system or the air conditioning, and just any sounds that you hear from inside or outside of this room will just help you to relax more and more. Because the only sound that is important to you right now is the sound of my voice. As you just relax and let go. That's right, just go ahead and relax and let go. That's right. And let's begin. Simply relaxing, let go of the day and enter into a space between, as if you could easily drift to the realm of possibility, that dreamy state where all problems find solutions, just allowing your mind to wander amongst its creativity. Just taking in a nice deep breath now, fill your lungs with air. As you let it out, just feel the relaxation developing in your body. Another nice deep breath in. And hold it at the top to a mental count of three. And then just let it go. Just let go of all thoughts and cares of the day. Just breathing now, noticing your body. Just releasing completely. It feels good to take this time to breathe. At a physiological level, your body is already releasing stress hormones, already slowing your heart rate, and your blood pressure is normalizing. Your breath is the easiest thing that you can do to manage your anxious thoughts. Your body responds to deep breathing as a positive reminder. Breathe deeply to return to peace. As a positive reminder that you are in control of you. You are in control to all of your responses to life. Your responses are always in your control. As you breathe now, I'd like you to imagine your breath is traveling to any tension that you might have in your body, and just releasing the tension as you breathe out. That's right, just imagining the breath is traveling to any tension you may have in your body, and then just releasing the tension as you breathe out. And now, just go ahead and inhale into any emotional tension. Feel where you hold it in your body and then just release it when you exhale. That's right, just feeling into any emotional tension and then just releasing it with your breath. And finally, if you could just breathe into any mental tension, feeling wherever you hold nervousness or worries in your mind, and then just releasing them as you breathe out. Very good just clearing out any mental tension with your breath. And imagine, if you will, that you are standing comfortably and safely at the top of a hill. Be aware of the sights around you. Notice the vegetation. Feel the ground beneath your feet. And look up at the sky. And you may even be aware of a bright, warm sun just shining down and warming your body wherever it touches you. You may wish to slowly turn your body so that the sun can warm and relax each part. And in a few moments, I will count backwards from 10 to 1. And with each count, I wonder if you could imagine that you are going down this hill. And with each count, just imagine your body to be relaxing more and more, so that when I reach the count of 1, you'll be at the bottom of the hill, totally and completely relaxed in a safe place. And you can choose any way that you would like to travel down. You can ski, fly, or even take a magic carpet. You can go downstairs or any other way that you'd like to go down this hill. Your mind knows what's best for you. So go ahead and choose now how you will travel down this hill into a relaxed state of awareness. Starting to go down now, 10, going down, 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 deeper and deeper, 9, just going safely and gently down, deeper and more relaxed, that's right. And 8, down, down, down. And the further down you go, the more relaxed you become. 7, just going down and down, just doubling your relaxation and concentration. That's right, and the further down you go, the further you get from your everyday life. The further you go from every care, every concern, and every responsibility, and that's a relief. 6, just feeling yourself descending down, 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 deeper and deeper. There's nothing you need to do here, no one you have to be. Nothing is asked of you, and nothing is expected of you. 5, and it may surprise you that you are only halfway there. You will go at least as far again down the hill. 4, deeper and deeper down now, just doubling your relaxation. Now you become aware of beautiful fresh air, and you breathe it in deeply, and you feel it moving all through your lungs and all through your body, touching every part. And every part that it touches simply sighs. And lets go. And becomes perfectly quiet. It becomes absolutely still. And it fills every cell of your body. And every cell that it touches becomes very still. Becomes very quiet. 3. Just letting go and going down and down, deeper and deeper. 2, almost at the bottom of the hill, just relaxing and feeling good. All other sounds just fade away. And 1, peacefully standing at the bottom of the hill, feeling so calm and relaxed. There's no one here, it's perfect. And you look around yourself at the bottom of the hill, and you just find a place where you feel completely safe. Somewhere you feel comfort. Perhaps this is a place in nature, or maybe it's a place indoors. So I'll just give you a few moments to find that place. It doesn't have to be the right place, just any place. And you can create a place that you've never been to before. Or you may pick a familiar place that you know well. So just imagining yourself in that place now. Just feeling safe and protected and content. And this is a private and safe place within your own mind. A place you can come and go from. And whenever you are here, you feel totally safe. Nobody can come here without you first inviting them. This is a place of peace, serenity, and harmony. A place of balance. So just feel that balance in your bones, in your bloodstream, in your nervous system, in every cell of your body. Just imagining every detail about this safe place. What you can see, and what you can hear, and how it makes you feel. And just bring in whatever you need to feel safe. And the longer you spend in this safe place, the more relaxed you become. And now, going for a walk and noticing a stream nearby your safe place. And approaching it, you'll see that there's a shallow pond with a waterfall going in and another waterfall going out on the other side. So you slip your shoes off and put your feet in the water, and you're surprised by its warmth because it's sun-warmed, and you're compelled to just get in, so you walk in gently, just feeling the smoothness underneath your feet. You sit down and lay back. There's a place to rest your head. It's perfect. And you just move so that the waterfall can have that beautiful warm water just washing over you, and you realize what's happening. This water is just pouring everything good into you. You can feel it pouring life itself into you. So there's just no use for any negativity that you may have been carrying around. And you can see that the water is becoming cloudy, and you know what that means. This beautiful, warm water is just drawing out of you anything you don't need anymore. Any negativity or pain just being drawn out of you so effortlessly. That's right. Just noticing the cloudiness around you, just simply flowing down over the little waterfall and away down the stream. And still, the power of this water draws out more. Feels as if you just stepped under a powerful shower of water. It's as if the water can not only wash outside of your body, but also move through your body. Just taking away with the power of the water any negativity, anything you don't need anymore. And you just realize that this cloudy water is now just continuing to disappear over the waterfall, and it's taken away by this beautiful stream. And you feel the heaviness you've been carrying simply leaving you. And you start to feel lighter, and the water is becoming less cloudy now. And just taking a deep breath, you slip under the water for a moment, noticing the sounds of the water, just feeling the water physically rush right through you, taking any remaining debris down the stream with it. And as you break the surface of the water with your face, you just breathe in the sweetest air, and you feel so cleansed. You're just slowly standing up, it feels as if gravity has lost a third of its pull, because you feel so light and so clear. Just stepping out of the pond now, noticing there happens to be a thick towel nearby. And wrapping it around yourself, you stand there just looking at this beautiful place in nature. You feel so good. And just remembering that you can come back to this waterfall at any time. And every day, if you shower, You can just remember to visualize how the water can remove any negativity that you may have picked up along the way. From now on, every time you step into the shower, you'll just remember to visualize this water washing away any negative thing out of your body and down the drain. Because it's easier to add a habit to an existing habit. And just remembering that you'll feel successful and peaceful every time. Remembering that one conscious deep breath is already a meditation. The mind does what minds do and wander. But meditation is realizing that your mind is wandering and bringing your attention back to your breath. The amazing power of your subconscious mind is alert and aware as the conscious mind drifts off into a peaceful slumber, experiencing life from a calm perspective. That's right. And I'd like you to just invite you to instruct your body now, just in the quietness of your own mind. Just say, body, lay loose. Body, lay limp. Body, relax now. And your body now feels loose and comfortable and relaxed, just like a rag doll. That's right, just relaxing one part of your body at a time. Starting at the top of your head, just relaxing the tension in your brow. Feeling all the little muscles in your face just relaxing and letting go. As it moves down your neck now, it feels like a warm massage. And now into your shoulders, feels like a beautiful color of healing relaxation is moving down your body. A little bit of time just washing over you. Just feeling so warm and comfortable and relaxed. Moves down your torso now. Feels like a warm blanket. Just moving down your legs and into your feet. This beautiful healing color of relaxation just envelops your body. Feels like you've been wrapped in a warm blanket. Feeling completely comfortable and relaxed. Just remembering that you are in charge of your own thoughts and your beliefs. And you now take responsibility for your actions because you are the master of your own life. You are the captain of your ship. And as you guide your ship into a calm and peaceful sea, each gentle wave of relaxation frees your powerful inner mind to drift away. Go on a journey, and as you slowly drift off deeper and deeper into relaxation, you are realizing that your power is in the present, where you can choose what you will feel. That's right. And whenever you're feeling anxious, you can just take a deep breath and breathe in the feeling of peace. And as you enjoy this wonderful, relaxing feeling that you feel now, I wonder if you'd just be able to imagine yourself on a lovely, sandy, secluded beach. And it's a beautiful, warm summer day. And the sun is shining down on you. And it helps you to feel even more calm and relaxed. Just listening to the sound of the waves. And as you visualize this scene, perhaps you can find a particular memory that springs to mind from building sandcastles. Did you ever build sandcastles as a child? Or with your children? If so, perhaps you can remember sitting down on the soft, warm sand with a bucket and a shovel, just filling the bucket with sand and patting it down when the sand piled over the top. And then turning it upside down and hitting the bottom of the bucket to release the sand. And you could build castle after castle in a path in the sand around the castles. And you could just fill it in with water from your bucket. And perhaps you had a flag or something else to decorate your castle. And just imagining that in your mind. Just being aware of the smell of the air. Just feeling the texture of the grains of soft golden sand beneath your bare feet. That's right. Just noticing the gentle breeze on your skin and your hair. And maybe noticing the sunlight glistening here and there on the sea like millions of diamonds sparkling. And maybe all of your stresses and worries and anxiety can go into that bucket with the sand and just pile it all in. That's right, just put any of your anxieties into that bucket of sand because you really don't need them right now. Just put them all into the bucket to know that whatever will be. When one door closes, another door opens. And in this peaceful place that you have created, just pile all of your worries into the bucket, and when the bucket is full, turn it over and make your first sandcastle. When the bucket is empty, you can consider any other things that are causing you to worry. Just put them all into the bucket, because you really don't need to feel stressed right now. You deserve to take this moment for yourself so that you can take care of yourself and those around you better. So, just make another sandcastle. And when you're finished, just take a good look at what you've created. Just look at it from a different point of view. Just all of these problems seem so insignificant compared to the vast beach and sea and sky. Just imagine yourself as a bird flying up in the sky and looking down on the sandcastles that you've built. Just noticing how much smaller they are now. And as you look with this bird's eye view, a huge wave comes and washes over the sand, and your sandcastles are gone. Just taking away all of your worries and cares. And the sea becomes calm once again. Just hearing the sound of the gentle waves. Splashing easily and lazily back and forth. To and fro. So soothing and calming. And an amazing thing happens. You find that all of those problems that were once on your mind are no longer there, they seem smaller, significant, and you're beginning to see everything with a new perspective. Just experience this feeling of calmness now and enjoy it. You can come back here at any time that you wish to feel these wonderful feelings. And you might find yourself now walking along a path. Just going uphill, maybe beside a cliff by the ocean, just enjoying yourself carrying a large canvas backpack that has thick, strong straps and lots of zippers and pockets. And as you imagine that backpack, making it as vivid as you can, you may even begin to feel the weight around your shoulders as you walk. And you recognize that you've been carrying this backpack with you your whole life, and it has become heavier and heavier over time as you've filled it piece by piece, day by day, with thoughts and memories and other things. And of course, that backpack has been filling up since the moment you were born with lessons and experiences. Sometimes good things, happy events and memories, and some things not so happy. But all of the things have contributed to the person that you've become. And your entire life is there in that backpack. Some of which you can clearly remember, and some that's further away from your everyday mind. And you're curious about what could be inside. that you decide to open it up and have a look at things that you instinctively know are significant in some way. Maybe noticing negative things that were given to you from other people. Maybe even things that you've said to yourself over time. And they don't have any place in your life now. And you realize that positive words are much more helpful to you in your life. So you resolve to live for the moment in a much more positive way, realizing that you can replace negative thoughts that you've gotten from others. Just replace them with positive thoughts, just telling yourself what you needed to hear back then. And you decide to become your own cheerleader, to support yourself emotionally. Just realizing that you are the one that you've been waiting for, and that you can give yourself everything that you need. And you wonder about the parts in the backpack, parts about yourself that you may have rejected. And I'm just wondering now if you could meet them with some compassion and understanding, because they are there to protect you, and they're there for a reason. And just realizing that you can communicate with them. That's right. And maybe next you notice some other things in your backpack that have been weighing you down. And it dawns on you that they signify times in your life when someone else has handed you some kind of responsibility or an expectation that was not yours to own. The weight of other people's concerns or opinions, beliefs or problems no longer fill any space in that backpack. And so you decide in this very moment to leave other people's thoughts or feelings behind. And it occurs to you that you'll always be able to let unnecessary things go from now on. And in the future, if you feel that something is not serving you well, you'll remember this backpack. And then just let it go, just letting this backpack just roll down the hill like a boulder, just over the cliff and sinking into the depths of the sea, forever gone. And it feels like the weight of the world is gone. And it feels so good to just let those unwanted things go. And you can see clearly now that you're able to move more freely, unencumbered. Just having the freedom to let go and to choose what you want to feel is liberating to you. And just choosing from now on to be more mindful. Being mindful means being aware of yourself and your environment without becoming caught up in an unhelpful train of thought. And the wonderful thing about mindfulness is that it can be practiced at any time, any place that you wish. Just grounding wherever you are. Just noticing what you can touch, what you can see, and what you can hear in that moment. And there's so much that we take for granted in the moments that we have, because often our minds are elsewhere while we're completing a task. And realizing that tasks that you might have previously disliked may now take on a new meaning for you as you practice mindfulness. And realizing how much better it makes you feel. For example, if you wash dishes, you could be aware of the temperature of the water and how it feels on your skin. And just feel and see the texture of those shiny soft bubbles and the patterns of light reflected on their surface. You can notice the sounds the water makes as you take out those clean dishes and just feel them in your hand. Becoming aware of your breathing, gentle and rhythmic like waves in the ocean. And noticing that your body can be like that ocean, with beautiful thoughts flowing through your mind. and calm and peaceful feelings flowing through your body. And as you breathe slowly, you can notice thoughts that enter your mind. And you can choose to step back from those thoughts, notice them, just let them be, let them move through. And one thought can merge into another as a new chain begins. And where does the original thought go to? It seems as if it disappears into thin air. And just realizing as you observe your thoughts that you are not your thoughts. You are the awareness of your thoughts. And perhaps you can think of them as energy that just floats through your mind. And as you notice your thoughts, you'll recognize that they are not as important as you used to think they were. Thoughts can just pass right through. They are not you, and they don't belong to you, so you can just let them go. And over a short period of time, you'll find that practicing mindfulness will help you to open your mind to new creative thoughts so that you can choose what is useful to you in the moment. Because you are now more mindful, you are more attentive to what is around you, and you give yourself permission to be aware of your environment and of yourself. And your life is made up of moments, and each moment is different and new. Just learning how to switch from doing to being. Just wrap yourself in a cloak of compassion, because you deserve to wrap yourself in the warmth that you give to others. And by choosing what to focus on, you determine the color of your world. People are like rivers, always ready to move from one state into another. Everything is energy, so we can choose to unattach to unhelpful thoughts or beliefs. Remembering that the fastest way to relieve anxiety is to take a deep breath. Just choose to step between thinking a thought and believing a thought. And just give yourself permission to question your thoughts and have a dialogue. It's a positive reminder that you are not your thoughts. You are the awareness of your thoughts. And you can choose which ones to attach to. And just remembering that gratitude feels like twinkle lights, as joy is found in ordinary moments as we're being more mindful. Looking for beauty, looking for miracles, because they are all around us. Noticing all of the wonderful moments that lie around the bend, because we find what we look for. An inner peace is like growing a garden, replacing weeds with nourishment to allow for growth. Water what you want to grow by focusing on how you want to feel. Energy flows where attention goes. Give yourself the care and attention that you give to your plants and watch yourself bloom. And it is often in the midst of change or storm that we often discover wings that we did not know we had. One does not just wake up and become a butterfly. Growth is a process. And when you dive in with curiosity to your thoughts, you'll realize that you're far more resourceful than you've ever imagined. And you don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to go moment by moment, day by day. Because as you walk out on the way appears. And only in quiet waters do things mirror themselves undistorted. So too, only a quiet mind is an adequate perception of the world. This is where you can shift your perspective and find new, helpful ways of reacting and being. Trusting how your dots will connect while you follow your heart song. Because because when you do things from your soul, you feel a river of joy and gratitude moving through you once again. Passion gives energy, so feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you. Sometimes joy is the source of your smile, but sometimes your smile can be the source of your joy. Remembering that a grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. And I choose not to give power or attention to things outside my control. Everything that you do is infused with the energy that you do it with. If you're worried, your life will be full of worry. And if you're peaceful, your life will be peaceful. Stay in peace by staying in the moment, on acting on the next move now. Just like the nature of growth, seed, cultivate, harvest, set in motion. Nature uses storms and pressure to shape and organize. And it's an opportunity to grow, to refine. And it takes courage to handle pressure. Open yourself to learning. You can handle pressure. It beckons you to respond with focus, remembering that you are in control of your emotions, breathing on purpose, pausing to reflect, decide, and act. Think of yourself as a gemstone. A gemstone is formed in the earth by natural gases under high pressure. You are being refined. Grow yourself, letting go now of any need to continue struggling. Worrying about the what-ifs is a waste of energy. Instead, just deciding where your energy is best useful now. And as you breathe deeply now, every muscle, every nerve, and every fiber of your body responds to the relaxation taking place, absorbing these words as a sponge absorbs water. Just learning about the anxious part of me that's trying to keep me safe. And that I can take a step back from this anxious part, to observe it, and to have compassion for it, and to express gratitude to this anxious part for doing such a good job, for keeping me safe. That's right. All parts of us have a positive intent. All parts of us want our happiness. And some parts are misguided, and their behavior isn't useful to us anymore, even though we needed those protective parts when we were younger. We can now communicate with those parts and see if they'd like a different job, or just to let them know that we understand why they're there. And I wonder if you could imagine now acknowledging anxious part of you with gratitude. Just thinking about the uncertainty that we've been experiencing lately and the anxiety from it. Just bring kindness and love to that experience. Just letting the memory play in your mind's eye. Just letting the feelings come, making room for this anxious part of you. Just let the thoughts fade and focus your awareness on your body, on this anxious part of you. And if you've blended or fused with this feeling, I want you to just take a few breaths. And without pushing this thought away, I wonder if you could just take a few steps back and put some space between you and this anxious part. Just with every breath, just backing up a bit more so that you can see this anxious part as separate from you. just pretending that this anxious part is just like another person with its own voice and its own history. It feels very much like taking a step back from a person so that you can see them more clearly and so that you can just understand them better. Just noticing how you feel towards this anxious part of you. And now those feelings that you have about this anxious part, just ask them if they'll just relax and stand to the side. It's okay that they're here. You're safe right now. You don't need to resist this anxious part of you. Just let those parts know. And so, noticing that you still have this anxious part in front of you, and asking everything else to relax and stand to the side just for a few moments. Just keep asking everything, all the feelings that are coming up, to stand aside and relax. What we're looking for now is a space inside of you that's just sort of open and clear. Open to being with this anxious part. Can you find that space now? Just maybe you're sort of curious about what this anxious part is going through and you feel empathy for it. Maybe this anxious part is struggling and it could be an exile part, a part of you that's just so hurt that you've tried to keep it underground or locked away. And just noticing that it's just like a child, maybe your inner child. And if you have a different protective part in front of you that maybe thinks it's keeping you safe in some way, having your behavior reflect that, it might be numbness or resistance, and that's okay. Do you see how hard this part is working to keep you safe? And if you've got an exiled part of you present, I'd like you to just start relating to it, just as if it's a kid. And if this anxious part could talk, what would it say? Is there anything that it wants you to understand? And as you just communicate, just find out what you can do to help this part heal. For you to heal your relationship to one another. And if you've got a defensive part that's trying to keep you safe, then wouldn't it be a better situation if you two were friends? If you played on the same team or were on the same page? So, whatever resistant part is showing up, just ask how you can become better friends with it. How it can relax a little more. Just taking a few moments now to communicate with this part of you. Just giving this part warmth, tenderness, and understanding. And if this part is open to you holding it, wrapping your arms around it and just hold it. Give this part anything that they need, anything. Starting to be more space now. So much space that this part and all of its feelings are swimming in an ocean of compassion. And this part of you is getting smaller and smaller in comparison to the amount of space that you are offering. Just healing space surrounding this part, helping it to soften. And I wonder if you could ask that anxious part, it would be okay to let go of some of that emotion now. And if you were to relieve that emotion, how would you do that? Do you see anything in your mind's eye that can help you to release or to transform it? And as you are visualizing, letting go of emotion, just noticing the energy shifting inside of your body as you're using each breath to release or transform the part that you're working with. That's right. And does this part have a gift for you? And if this part has a gift for you, just look closer at the details of this gift and express gratitude for it. What is important to learn about this gift? How can it help you? Just feeling another wave of healing color of relaxation to just wash over you now, causing you to feel calm, comfortable, and relaxed. And I wonder if you could just imagine an infinite source of healing, loving light to be pouring in through the top of your head. And as more and more light pours in, just imagine the pressure to start to build around your heart area. Now imagine that light to burst out of your heart area, sending the light to that anxious part or that protective part, noticing how it really appreciates the light and how it dissolves it or transforms it into the light, bringing total balance and harmony. And if there's anything else that needs to be done, just go ahead and do that now. That's right. And when that is complete, you can say goodbye to this part of you and thank it for working with you. And then just take a big deep breath, just letting it go. Just saying thank you, gratitude, for showing me that the power of my perception is stronger than any anxiety. And from this moment forward, I ask that anything I unknowingly gave away to be swiftly returned. Just breathing everyone else's energy back to them, breathing all my energy back to me. Breathing everyone else's energy back to them, and breathing all my energy back to me. Just being grateful for the power of choice. Just remembering to use gratitude to manage anxiety, to transform it back into light by honoring the value that it offers. Is it a positive reminder that your mind has the power to bring healing to your body, just like the placebo effect? Just noticing your breathing, every breath in and out, just as soft and gentle as velvet. Just notice that velvet almost seems to have a color or a feel. Let that color begin to have a wonderful fragrance or a softness. Just letting that color get even more beautiful. And now just letting every breath that you breathe become more than just a breath in and out. Just let it become continuous, as if the breath naturally becomes a circle to the breath out. The breath in becomes a circle to the breath out. And as you breathe this circle, it becomes comforting and relaxing. And it takes you deeper inside of yourself. Just feeling that circle of movement, the energy. Just gentle, continuous, and easy, with no beginning and no end. Just feeling that velvety softness of the circle surrounding you. Just relaxing you and energizing you, bringing you a wonderful abundance of comfort and peace. Just feeling so good now. There's nothing for you to do except relax. And just imagine that you can place your consciousness in the center of that circle. And as you breathe in around that circle, you're actually inside of it. And just let your mind exist inside of that circle. Absolutely nothing for you to do but relax. And on your journey inside of the circle, there are amazing and wonderful things for you to experience. Perhaps things that are soft and subtle, that comfort you in ways you never imagined possible. Or perhaps things that seem to absolutely envelop you in a sense of peace and serenity. I'd like you to imagine now, at the very top of your head, a space just a couple inches above your head. And just imagine that floating up there is an energy of light, pure light. Just let it be kind of like a big disc of light floating above your head. Like a big, round, flat, level disc of light. And just let that disc of light have a wisdom, an energy, a natural knowing to it. And this disc of light has the ability to heal, to help access the wisdom of your body and your mind to heal. And in a moment, you're going to allow this disc of light to slowly begin to descend down through the top of your head and permeate through the cells of your body. And that disc of light, by going through your body, is going to travel slowly, looking for information that may be creating illness. And when that disc begins to go through your body, it will remove and collect on that disc like a magnet any harmful bacteria or anything that should not be in your body. And it will replace your body with a condition of health, leaving a blueprint of perfect health behind in the cells, in the flow of blood and the organs, just removing and releasing any discomfort or pain. So now, just having that disc begin to slowly move down your body, feel the energy of that healing disc slowly permeating the top of your head. And you may feel the vibration or the warmth, just letting it move down slowly through your head, anything at all that was causing an imbalance, any toxins or viruses or harmful bacteria are collected on that disc of light and held onto like a magnet. And you may notice that as the disc moves slowly down through your body now, moving down by your ears, down through your jaw. As particles collect on that disc, just let it continue moving down around your neck. And if you have any cells in your body that are harmful, that disc will know automatically to collect them and to get them out of your body. And notice the condition that the disc leaves behind. You may notice that it's a beautiful color or it feels different or clearer. Just letting that disc move down around through your shoulders. This disc is as wide as your body. It encompasses the entire width of your body. Just keeping on moving down now through your lungs. Just removing anything from your lungs that's not meant to be there. Moving down around your heart, down into the organs, into your abdomen. Just moving down your spine, just creating the most optimum condition of health in your spine, just all the way down now, down through your belly, down through the area around your intestines, just around your entire digestive system, allowing that disc to create the blueprint of perfect health in every cell of your body. Letting it move down to your hips, down into your thighs, slowly moving down into your knees and your calves, all the way down to your ankles and your feet, to the bottoms of your feet and the tips of your toes. Just letting go, letting it float away from you at the bottoms of your feet. Just notice how much this disc has collected. Just letting it float away further and further until the harmful things just get so far away, it becomes so tiny and vaporizes into little particles, into little sparkles and twinkles that float far, far away off into the distance. And now, if you could just imagine a crystal blue beam disc of light at the top of your head. And it begins to slowly scan your body for any areas that need assistance with healing. And as it identifies these areas, this blue crystal light changes into a vibrant yellow. And you notice with curiosity that whenever it sees anything that needs attention, the beam of light stops for a moment before scanning over these areas a couple of times. It's almost as if that beam of light is calculating what it has to do to repair those areas of your body. And then as it moves off again, slowly back down or up your body, completing its cycle once more at the pace that is right for you. This clever self-healing process is checking, assessing, and making healing changes to the inside of your body, which will allow you to heal now. You can feel your blood pressure stabilizing, noticing your heart is beating calm and steady, visualizing the movement of blood through your body. Just like a flowing stream, it flows easily, carrying nutrients and healthy cells, along with oxygen to each part of your body that needs to be repaired or strengthened. And you can imagine those helpful blood cells just multiplying to the right levels, getting stronger and arming you against any foreign invaders. And as you visualize this process, it's as if these tiny but incredible blood cells are just like an army of elite soldiers of your immune system, just guarding you and just always silently there in the background to be called upon whenever you need them. Just taking a few moments now to scan through your body once again, and if you notice any areas that highlight yellow, you automatically know that these are the areas that are getting special attention, as you imagine these helpful elite soldiers rushing to those areas, continuing their amazing work and speeding up the natural healing processes of the body. And as you allow that healing to take place, you may begin to feel a warm, tingling sensation in those areas now. And notice how, once the work has been done, that yellow light turns back to a vivid crystal blue before it moves on to the next place, just repeating that healing process as often as is needed. And of course, your ability to relax like this and to visualize the helpful healing process, it means that it will continue to work long after today. And you know that in the future, the more that you relax and visualize, the more your immune system can work better. And you feel like a new person today, that something within you has shifted. I'd like you to just imagine, visualize, and think about the last time you felt really grateful, just taking a moment to remember it now. Just breathing in gratitude, just remembering every detail about it. And I'd like you to just anchor this feeling of gratitude just by pressing your thumb and forefinger together. Just using this physical anchor so that you can remember in the future to shift from anxiety to gratitude. That's right. And whenever you need to bring back the feeling of gratitude, just press your thumb and forefinger together and you'll be instantly transported to this beautiful feeling of gratitude. And now, if it's time for you to remain sleeping, you will continue to sleep peacefully. And if it's time for you to wake up, I will count from 1 to 5. And when you reach the count of 5, you'll be wide awake. 1, feeling balanced in every way, mentally, physically, and emotionally. 2, coming back to full awareness, feeling as if something is new. 3, wiggling your fingers and toes, bringing back with you feelings of excitement about your life. 4, It feels as if your eyes are bathed in cool, refreshing spring water. And 5, feeling fully revitalized and wide awake, ready to write or draw about your journey to integrate it. And if you'd like one-on-one support, you can contact me on my Facebook or my Instagram page called Mindful Regeneration. And keep following what excites your spirit.